Wow! The McAllister Recreation Center is really crowded today. And with good reason. The teams for the Odyssey Girls Softball League have just been posted. Oh, there's Whit. I guess he wants to see what all the excitement is about, too. Come on, let's go join him.
Good grief, I can't believe the commotion in here. Tom?
Oh, hi, Whit. Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I figured as a board member of the Odyssey Parks and Recreation Department, I should see what's going on here. This is incredible.
Yeah, the kids are real excited, all right.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hi, Coach Riley.
Hi, Riley.
Hey, Robin. Coach, huh? Then I take it you're on the Coyotes.
Mm-hmm. Just like last year.
Robin plays second base. She's a dynamite hitter, too. Mm-hmm. Although, we are going to have to work some on your swing.
I'm ready.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tracy. There.
Hey, how are you? You're playing softball this year, Tracy?
Yeah.
What team are you on now?
The Stingrays.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Too bad? Well, why?
Because they're a bunch of losers.
Oh, come on now.
Now, Tracy, that's not true. Besides, the Rays have a new coach this year.
We do?
Yeah, so you can never tell what'll happen.
Well, what do you think now, Tracy?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the coach. Who is he anyways?
It's me.
Oh, what? Oh, Bart.
What's the matter? Why is everybody so jumpy?
Well, you sort of came up out of nowhere.
Yeah, and scared us half to death.
Sorry. I heard you talking about the Stingrays, and I thought I'd join in.
Well, you're just in time to meet one of your players. Bart Rathbone, this is...
Tracy Needlemeyer. Hmm. I know who she is. You're a pitcher, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you any good?
I'm okay, I guess.
No. You're either good or you're not good. Now, which is it?
Come on. Well,
let's hear it.
I'm good.
Yeah. You bet you are. And you are going to get even better, too. Because you know why? This is the year of the Stingrays.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Coyotes will have something to say about that.
Looks like you got a little spitfire on your team there, Riley. That's good. Good. I like that competition. Makes for better ball.
Well, let's not forget that the main thing is for the kids to have a good time.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, I gotta be going. Gotta plan some strategies for the season. I'll see you and the Coyotes on the diamond, Riley.
Right, Bart.
And I'll see you tomorrow morning, Tracy. McAllister Park, dime a day, 9:30 sharp, eh?
Okay, Coach.
Wow. He sounds like he really wants to win.
He's pretty much determined, all right. Well, come on, Robin. Let's go tell the Coyotes that our first practice is tomorrow morning, too.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
See you, Whit.
Bye. Bye. See you, Tom.
See you later.
Tracy, you know, I know you're sad, but I think if you give the Stingrays a try, you'll have a really good time this season. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe this year will be different after all.
Well, we'll practice more tomorrow. Right now, I want to see 20 sit-ups, 20 push-ups, and 10 laps around the field. Okay, let's go. Ha! Hey, Tracy. Come over here for a second.
Something wrong, Coach?
Well, maybe. You know, Tracy, I'm worried about you.
Me? What for?
Remember the first day of practice, the talk I had with the team?
Yes.
What'd I say?
You said that this year the Stingrays were going to be winners.
That's right. Winners. You know what it takes to be a winner, Tracy?
Well, my dad says it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, that's part of it. Hard work, practice, talent, skill. They're all part of it. But there's one thing that's more important than all of them.
What?
If you want to be a winner, Tracy, you got to think like a winner.
Think like a winner?
That's right. That's what gives you the competitive edge. It's what makes you hungry. Makes you that much better than the other pitcher. Lets you know that you can go on that mound and beat him. I don't see that in you, Tracy. When you're out there, you know what I see?
What?
I see a young lady with a lot of talent, a lot of skill, throwing a lot of good pitches, but mainly just having a good time.
You mean I shouldn't be having a good time?
Sure you should. It just shouldn't be your main reason for being out there, that's all. Your main reason for being there is winning.
It is?
Absolutely. What's the matter? You look confused.
Well, it's just that That's different from what Coach Riley always told us. He said winning's not as important as doing our best and having fun.
Brother, look, Tracy, having fun doesn't get your picture on the front page of the sports section. Having fun doesn't get you interviewed on the radio and TV. Having fun doesn't get you the championship trophy. Now, I personally think you deserve all those things, and that's why I wanted you on my team.
Really? You wanted me?
Yeah, I did. I could have had another pitcher, but I chose you because I thought you'd want to be a winner. Now, was I wrong?
No, you were right. I do want to be a winner.
Well, the only way you're going to be one is by getting hungry, by developing the winning edge.
How do I do it?
You've already taken the first step. You want to. But the next thing you got to do is get rid of that notion that you're just out there to have fun. You're out there to win. Win! Don't ever forget that. Nothing else is more important. Say to yourself over and over, I'm going to win this game. I'm going to win this game no matter what it takes. I am going to win this game. Say it to me.
I'm going to win this game.
Yeah.
No matter what it takes, I'm going to win this game.
Good, good. Now you're thinking like a winner.
What else do I have to do?
Oh, there's lots of little tricks to gain the advantage. And you're going to learn them all. This year, the Stingrays are going to be unstoppable. Ha, ha, ha.
This is Kids Radio and Odyssey coming to you from Wits End. I'm John Whitaker with the local Sportlight Spotlight. A great season shaping up.
Right. What's called signal? Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, a sizzler right across the plate for strike three. That's Niedelmeyer's seventh strikeout. She is hot today.
The biggest upset of the week. The Stingrays beat Western Division leaders, the Mud Hens, by a score of 4-1, led by the lightning-fast pitcher, Tracy Niedelmeyer.
And what's a call? Looks over to third. Here's the windup. And she fires over to first. Paul Sanders looking. Niedelmeyer's really tearing things up.
The sports year, the Stingrays have clinched the Western Division title. They'll face the winner of tomorrow night's Coyote-Red Sox contest for the Eastern Division.
And the pitch. It's a rounder. Going back. Way back. For Robin Jacobs. And the Coyotes have won the Eastern Division title. Jacobs really came through for the team when they really needed it. She's making her way around the bases. The Coyote bench is lining up at home plate to meet her. Here she comes, and there it is. The Coyotes are going to the playoffs. The crowd is very excited here, as you can imagine. We're gonna try and get a word with someone. Oh, here comes the heroine of the hour, Robin Jacobs. She's surrounded by people, but I'll try to get a word. Robin! Hey, Robin Jacobs! You've just hit the game-winning homer to clinch the Eastern Division title of the Odyssey Girls Softball League. What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to Wits End!
And here we go. A triple-thick chocolate malted for the Coyotes star hitter, Robin Jacobs.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. See, Coach, I told you we were going to win this year.
We still have the playoffs to go through, Robin.
I know.
Hey, Robin, come here.
Okay. Thanks for the malt, Mr. Whitaker.
You're entirely welcome, slugger.
That was nice of you, Whit.
Well, she was chosen most valuable player, and all MVPs get malts. She really did play a great game, Tom. I had no idea softball could be that exciting.
To tell you the truth, neither did I.
Hi, you guys.
Well, hi, Tracy.
This is quite a surprise.
Why?
Well, because you Stingrays had your victory party here a couple of days ago. This one's for the Coyotes.
I know. I didn't come here to party. I just wanted to congratulate Robin on her home run.
Really?
Well, that's very nice, Tracy.
So where is Robin anyway?
Oh, well, she's over there at that table.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, that's a very nice gesture.
Yeah, if that's what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how I feel about coaching softball, Whit. I think the game is a great way for kids to have fun and get exercise and learn about teamwork and sportsmanship.
Right.
That's what I want them to get out of it.
And that's what they do get out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think Bart Rathbone shares my sentiments.
Really? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of difficult to explain. See, we haven't played the Stingrays this year because they're in a different division. But I have seen a few of their games.
And?
And I get the distinct impression that Bart and the Stingrays will do just about anything to win.
Really?
What do you mean?
Well, the kids' attitudes when they play. It's fierce. And things have happened in the dugouts and during the games.
Well, what kind of things?
Oh, well, things like bugs in the batting helmets and salt in the soft drinks.
Oh, no.
And honey poured over the bats. You know, just anything to addle the other team and break their concentration.
Hmm. Well, is any of this against the rules?
Well, technically, no. Yeah. No, it's not. But that doesn't make it right. These are supposed to be nice, friendly games, Whit. But ever since the Stingray started winning, they've turned too competitive for their own good. Anyway, now you see why I'm concerned about Tracy being here.
Yeah, but everything seems to be going all right so far.
Tracy!
Then again, come on, Tom.
Right behind you.
You did that on purpose, Tracy Needlemeyer.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was an accident.
What's going on here?
Tracy just dumped my ma all over me on purpose.
Oh. Robin, just because you're nervous about the playoff game doesn't mean you have to lie.
I am not lying. You are. And I'm not nervous. I can hit anything you can throw any day of the week.
Yeah, right. Keep thinking that, Robin, and maybe one day it'll come true when I'm 90.
Now, that's enough. Did anyone else see what happened here? All right. Robin, you better go get cleaned up.
All right. Can't
see you later, Robin.
And Tracy, I think you'd better leave.
But it was an accident.
Whether it was or wasn't isn't the point. I just think it's best if you leave.
Sure. Whatever you say, Mr. Whittaker. Bye.
Well, what do you think now?
I think I'm going to have a talk with Bart Rathbone.
Wow. We'll continue with today's adventure in Odyssey in just a moment.